What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife and fork and spoon. What do you mean? What do you call them?
No, you just said the right ones. If you had served several steaks and it wasn't very tender, you might have put some. You might have put steak.
What on the steak sauce or tender? There's a accent they use, but of course that's a modern thing. We never did that when I was young. We do have steak and it was tough. You just chew it.
Uh-huh. What about the utensils that you'd use for the special utensils for that?
For frying a steak or?
No, for eating it, you know.
Well, you have a plate. Uh-huh. And silverware.
What would you use to cut the steak with?
You'd use a knife, of course. What's a sharp knife.
What's the plural of that is?
Of course, the plural of a knife is knives.
Mm-hmm. If the dishes are all dirty, you would say, it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper, we have to...
wash the dishes?
Right. Yeah.
I remember my mother-in-law, she's of German, she would always say wash. You have to wash the dishes, mm-hmm. or wash the clothes.
That's interesting. After you wash the dishes, she might do what with the water? You know, she might blank
them? Scald them, or scald the dishes with hot water, general rule, mm-hmm. actually.
But what would you do? She would blank them with clear water.
Rinse. Mm-hmm. Rinse them.
What's the plural of that?
Well, I don't know. You wouldn't use the plural very much, but you'd have to go through a series of rinses.
Mm-hmm. Right. What would you call the cloth or rag that you might use in washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
What would you call the cloth or rag that you would use in drying dishes?
Towel, dish towel.
What would you call the small square or terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
After bathing, what would you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel, bath towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of a kitchen sink?
Faucet. And in the country. We had rainwater cistern, and there was a pump in the kitchen that was connected with the cistern. You'd use rainwater sparingly to wash clothes with and wash dishes with, because it wouldn't use as much soap. It was easy on soap. The other water that came out of the well, it was hard.
What terms do you, would you use for other things like that out in the yard where you would attach a garden hose or where the fireman would hitch up a fire hose?
Hydrant, faucet, pump. Well, you'd have to hitch a hose to a faucet.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, if you're working out in the field and they brought water out in a cart or a wagon, what would that water container be called?